Welcome to the Write for a Reason podcast. My name is Janet Wilson. I'm a publisher of Christian fiction for young people with Dernier Publishing. If you're a Christian and new to writing stories for kids and teens, stay tuned for encouragement, creative writing tips, and actionable strategies you can implement immediately. Today we're going to be looking at the subject of showing, not telling, or show, don't tell. So what exactly is this? What does it actually mean in practice? It's a phrase you've probably heard a lot. It's often used in creative writing courses, but putting it into practice can be challenging, particularly if you're used to writing brief factual reports where you haven't actually got to bring in a lot of emotion for your readers. So showing is more than a simple telling of the facts. It's more illustrative, more dramatic. And the idea is to build a picture in your readers' minds, drawing them into the story, engaging them with your characters, and taking them closer to the action. It's an essential part of good story writing, and it also takes a lot more work. The reason I thought of doing this for you is because we had a big discussion about this in one of our Write for a Reason membership group meetings recently. One of the chaps had sent in his manuscript to a manuscript criticism service. And one of the things that she said was, the lady who did his manuscript said, you need to do more showing and less telling. And he said, what do I do? So we had a little chat about it, and here are some ideas that I hope will also help you. Here's a couple of quick examples from extracts from books that I thought might be helpful for you. So here's a quick tell. It began to get dark. So a very simple telling of the facts. We might need to do this in our stories from time to time as the daytime turns to nighttime. But here's another way of showing this, bringing in some emotion and taking your readers to the scene. What was left of the coloured clouds sailed away with the last blush of the sun and the cold sky filled with stars. That's from London's Gone, as one of my first novels. I write under the name J.M. Evans, so you can check that out on Kindle or you can get it anywhere in the UK. So instead of it began to get dark, which I could easily have said, I have that show in there. Let me read it again for you. What was left of the coloured clouds sailed away with the last blush of the sun and the cold sky filled with stars. Now, that might not be what you would write, but I think it helped show rather than tell my readers that it began to get dark. Here's another one from author Denise Haywood from Deepest Darkness. Abby has gone to Vancouver Island on holiday. Now, Abby suffers from anxiety and panic attacks, and she wakes up in the morning and sees this fabulous scene, which is vast around her. Now, Denise could have easily said it was an incredible scene, it looked huge, or something like that. But instead, she has written, "The beauty of it delighted me, as the hugeness and loneliness of it terrified me." So you see there how Denise is taking readers to the scene. You can almost imagine Abby looking out from her cabin, looking out over the scene and seeing the vastness of it, the beauty of it, and also the way that she's feeling about it, feeling very small in this vast landscape. So in the first instances there, we're told the facts, and then I've given you a dramatic picture. So you see what a powerful tool this is in fiction writing to show, not tell. You can show, not tell emotions. You can say Rachel felt curious, or somebody felt sad, or you can actually describe them doing something with a little bit of action here. So someone who's sad, for example, could have tears in her eyes. She might begin to cry, swallow hard, look down. You know, the sort of thing. She might even throw herself onto the sofa and sob into a cushion. You don't need to say she was sad or she felt sad. We can see it for ourselves by her actions, but way more powerfully. And the same is true for any emotion. He felt miserable, they were tired, the children were bored. Instead of just telling readers these facts, show them. What about somebody who's scared? You could say she was scared, or you could say her heart thumped and her hands shook. So So you see what a great thing this showing, not telling is. We actually have a show, not tell course as part of the Write for a Reason Academy. There's a whole module there with teaching and examples and even some assignments for you. It's a little freebie that I've put in there. If you'd like to do the Write for a Reason Academy, you can do this bonus course in there. And of course, if you'd like lots more free creative writing tips, hop on over to writeforreason.com. You'll find loads more resources and encouragement to help you write excellent, relevant, fun novels and get them into your readers' hands. If you haven't yet done my free course, Gripping Beginnings, you can sign up and start straight away. This will help you grip your readers from the very first page of your story. And as I always say, don't put it off. Today is a gift to use wisely. Only you can write your book. And if you have been called to write, someone's waiting for it.